Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Maybe you've dined at this particular restaurant called The Masses at Beach Road. I'm speaking with the chef owner of The Masses, and he tells me that he prides himself on good food made for everyone. That's what I'm seeing at themasses.sg. I'm also perusing their menu, and it looks like nothing on the menu is over $30. I could be wrong, but we're going to put that question to Dylan Ong, who is chef owner of The Masses, nominated Straits Times Singaporean of the Year 2015, Singapore Business Review's 10 Hottest 40 Under Restaurateurs 2014. The Masses, apparently 2 years, several rounds of improvements to the menu. The restaurant is at the seventh version of its menu and creates neo-local dishes packed with great value and rich flavors. Okay, so Dylan, am I right? Nothing on the menu over $30?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to Influence. We're happy to get to know you. So you were raised by parents who were both hawkers.
Yes, both of them are, my parents are hawkers.
And how did growing up in that environment, do you think, prepare you for life in F&B?
Well, I think that hawker is another set of place where you learn a lot of things about life. You know, we all know hawkers being like super tough, you know, and at the same time, the whole, you know, sweaty area, hot area, environment and everything. So I think it prepares me a lot to what to expect actually as a chef or even as a cook in my teenage years.
And I see they pass on the love of food to you.
The love for cooking and I guess the love for eating. That's most important, right?
Can't tell, I have to say. Looking really trim for someone who started a restaurant. How did it come about, The Masses?
I think because back in when I was 23, you know, I just started just came out from army. And I think the dream that every chef have is to one day to be able to have your own restaurant. So at the 23, at the year then, me and one of my friends, we decided, you know, hey, why not we just start something small? And I guess being still in my 20 plus years, I think one way we could look towards is that why not we just start it off being at a coffee shop.
Right.
So we just conjure up what we have, take a little bit of money from our parents.
And how much did you start?
We start off everything about less than 20,000.
Wow.
So that was when I just, should I say, enter into the business world, being a cook / taking care of the business. So I guess from that, I started a brand called Sava. So I founded that, co-founded that with my partners. So I left the group in 2016, which is in December. So founded The Masses in 2017, April.
How does Sava differ from The Masses?
Well, I think firstly, we take into notion firstly that, I'm Asian. And back then, Sava is just purely doing a lot of French food. So over here, we take into a lot of Asian influence in our cuisine-wise. Mm-hmm. So many times, like you just now mentioned, right, neo-local. What is neo-local? It's basically, you know, marrying Asian flavors with French technique.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at your menu. You have roasted cauliflower, that's pancetta,
that's one of my favorite
dishes, and cheese and apple puree, and then dried chili.
Yeah, I think it's like you don't see a lot of dried chili soy.
Dried chili soy.
Yeah.
What is that?
So what we do is that we take like flour, butter, and of course we make it into like a crumble, but instead of it, we add in like dried chili, we mill them, then we slowly start stir frying them, so give that aroma. And yet give it a little kick, you know, to our cauliflower.
Oh, fantastic. I'm hungry already. So I understand you're always looking to incorporate local flavors and local cooking techniques.
Yes.
That's found in coffee shops with classic French dishes.
Yes.
And now you're on menu 7.0.
Yeah.
There's a continuous need, I suppose, in this business for change on the menu?
Absolutely. I think coming from where I started with Sava, I think for now, I realize the need for change is because, you know, being an F&B establishment, I think it's important to meet the needs of the people. You can't be just putting on like whatever you have been in the menu for 10 years. But trust me, there are people who used to do that or who are still doing that. But for us, I think we yearn for that creative factor. We yearn for like doing new things, but at the same time, meeting the needs of the people, most importantly.
So, I mean, the name of the restaurant says it all, The Masses.
Yeah.
It's about serving the people,
yes,
right?
Correct.
It feels like. And you keep prices affordable. How do you manage to do that when rents seem to be skyrocketing?
I think that's the toughest part, right? You know, trying to whole sustain the whole business with keeping the price low, keeping the price, I would say, accessible, you know. I think the hardest part always have been trying to manage the cost, like trying to put ingredients, like for me, I really love Hokkaido uni, you know,
so
and how do we put that on and how do we ensure that we don't like scare off the customer with prices that like what maybe other places are doing. Mm. So we have to rationalize our whole menu planning, our costing, and at the same time, the whole aspect of running an F&B establishment deals with like the manpower, it's the whole hierarchy chain. So that's always been
but
one of the...
But you make it a priority that
yes.
everything is under $30. Is
yes.
that the mainstay, the
yes,
main pillar?
Yes, it's always been my philosophy because mm. that's why we cater to the masses, right?
So, and yet you have things like crab meat, caviar, clams, chorizo, sea urchin, lobster, bisque served cold.
Yes.
That's one of your signature dishes.
Yes, that's the 5C, like what we pursue.
The 5Cs, oh, I like that.
Yes,
you have to be Singaporean to really get that joke,
yes,
right? The
correct.
5Cs.
Absolutely.
Just terrific. And you also have all sorts of deals, like a bring your own booze day.
Oh, yeah, on Tuesday, because we serve a lot of natural wines in our restaurant, so organic, natural, biodynamic. But, of course, there are people who are more used to all the conventional wine. So we make it a point on Tuesday, you know, you can just bring it and just have fun. But just make sure you share it with us, you know. Don't keep it to yourself.
So I understand the masses is about an experience. I mean, every restaurateur wants to curate an
yes.
experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So affordable prices we've covered. But what about the aesthetics? What can people expect?
I think we just want to be a place where it's just really comfortable. You know, we have no qualms in you just coming, whether is it in attire where you feel most comfortable. But in terms of aesthetic-wise, we want people to feel like there's a fun notes about the restaurant.
Yeah, like your sing-along playlist?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot. I mean, a lot of customers just come back because they really enjoy our playlist. Yeah, so I curate that because that's something that some of the songs that I love it when I was a kid.
Well, that's nice. So you set the vibe.
Yeah,
is it kind of retro?
There's a little bit of retro. There's a little bit of, Backstreet Boys in there. And, of course, some new school stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a whole genre.
And check you out.
Yeah.
I'm chatting with Dylan Ong. You're listening to Influence. Dylan is the chef owner of The Masses. And that restaurant is along Beach Road.
It is. It's just directly opposite Shaw Tower.
Did you pick it because of the high traffic in the area?
I pick it because I know the area super well because my first restaurant venture is actually, I think, two streets away.
Wow.
So I like the place. Bugis is very near. We got good good parking space and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, all very important components there.
Yeah.
Dylan, you know, the show is called Influence. And in order to get any business off the ground, you need to move people to action. What do you think is key to influence as you understand it?
I think the first thing about influence is really making an impact, right? Because you can influence, but without having an impact in someone's life or making them feel any changes. I think what we are about as a company, you know, like my guys, in as much they work for me, I also hope that one day they can be like me or even be better than me. You know, I think that's the greatest influence that I can ever give them. Because I was a nobody when I was 23 years old, started out, you know, wanting to be a hawker, and from there it just took off. It's the same aspiration that I carried back then, and I hope that, you know, daily we are just inspiring. I'm trying to inspire them that one day, yeah, I mean, if I can do it, and I'm sure you can. I mean, I don't come from, you know, I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to say this online. I don't come from a very rich background. So my parents are hawker. So, I mean, you know, as long as you carry the right motivation and the right sets of value, I think you'll get there. And,
so
of course, work very hard.
You believe in growing your staff?
Oh, that's one of the most important things that that we care about in our business. Because without them, we'll never be the masses. Or should I say, we'll never be even for me. Yeah, because, like, even as much that I spearhead the whole company, but you need a team to be able to sustain that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. So you were nominated Straits Times Singaporean of the Year, Singapore Business Review's 10 Hottest 40 and Under Restaurateurs. What did winning those titles mean to you?
I mean, it's a very humbling experience, especially for the Singaporean of the Year. Even though it's just nomination, but I think that it sets me a tone where, you know, like if even you are a restaurateur or as a cook, you know, what are you doing in your daily life that's impacting people? like the cuisine that we serve or even the prices that we put down.
Mm.
It's not really trying to make another hole in a wall or maybe another restaurant that offers accessible, affordable food. No, it's just being true to that. Like affordable being like really taking ingredients that are, you know, may seem very daunting, very expensive, but really putting out there and let people who just want to have a chance to experience it. So I guess that's why when I started Sava back then, where like foie gras is so expensive and how it's, you know, affordable, and it's the same way how what we are doing for the masses. Yeah.
So you'll prove that anybody can really make it big in the F&B industry, regardless of how much you start with in terms of your initial investment.
Yes.
Right. What do you say to an aspiring entrepreneur out there who wants to stand out? It's a saturated market, isn't it?
It is. It's so competitive, Singapore. I think the way that you really want to stand out, I think you have to figure out what's the type of cuisine that you really want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, at the same time, is there any special X factor about it? And of course, being that being said, it's easy. But what about the back end? You know, you got to know your numbers. You know, you got to know how much cash you have, how much, you know, your KPIs and your data. So, I mean, as a cook, I can share with you like food, right? But this is another side of things that nobody sees. Like, you need to know your data. You need to know that, you know, before you take the rent, how much you're going to break even. You know, how much resources you have.
And do you do all that or do you outsource that?
Because I'm running the business on myself, so I'm doing all that.
You do it all, myself, yeah. Wearing all the hats.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's next for the masses, the restaurant?
I think there's an inclination in my heart that where I come from was from a hawker. And I think that's one part of me that I always felt super connected to it. And I mean, Singapore, we have always been saying that, you know, there will be a time where the hawker culture no longer seems as authentic as it was before.
Do you think that's a reality?
Sad but true, yeah, it is.
Do you incorporate any of your parents' recipes, hawker recipes?
Plenty.
You do?
Yes.
What did they sell?
Okay, my parents sell kuay chap.
Oh, I love kuay chap.
Yeah, so there was a, like from seasons, like last year we did this, we call it a pork trotter terrain, or Chinese, you know, if you don't mind sharing, it's called a zhu jiao tong. So it's incorporated from my father's recipe. So I just took it, put into the restaurant, make it a little bit more modernized in terms of flavor, but yet nostalgic for people who have tasted the dish before. So we get a lot of older groups of people that say, oh, wow. This is actually pretty authentic. I'm not scared by the fact that you make it too French, you know, stuff like that. So yeah.
So you're trying. You're doing your bit to sort of hold on to the recipes that might otherwise just be forgotten, right?
Yeah, like even for because my sister is actually a hawker as well, so they do satay bihun and stuff like that. So I take a little bit of it, incorporate it, and just to keep it alive. Yeah.
Fantastic. So you come from a family who appreciates food, and here you are doing your bit to not only, you know, maintain Singapore's heritage, but carve out space of your own. The masses is at Beach Road.
Yes, correct.
And nothing is priced over $30 on the menu, but its promise is the offering of really high quality ingredients, right?
Yes, that's what we try to do.
Terrific. Well, great meeting you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Dylan Ong is chef owner of The Masses. This has been Influence. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.